Boker Tov world. Today's daf in Masechet Sanhedrin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Nun Zion. And we're still holding, well, maybe we're not holding there, but I'd like to review it anyway. I don't remember exactly how far we went. I think the last thing that we learned, we got into a little bit of a problem. Our problem was that in Mora, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mosif in Mora. We find in the Luchos, it says, Kasher Tziviticha, in the cases of Kibbut Aveim, and on Shabbos. I mean, so where was there Kasher Tziviticha before Kabbalah Satorah, before the Luchos? So we understand that the Pasuk in Mora that says, Sham Sam Lo Choku Mishpat, Sham Nisau, that was a reference to dinim that were given, new alokas that were given in Mora, and two of them are referenced in the Luchos. Now, the question is, what exactly were those dinim that took place in Mora? So the Gemara had said earlier, brought a braita, that in addition to the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Nayach, there was also this new Chiyav of Shabbos, this new Chiyav of Kibbut Aveim, and dinim. And the problem that we had is that if one of the additions in Mora was dinim, then how do we understand if B'nei Nayach were mitzvah and dinim? And remember, we explained how this works out, both according to the Rambam's approach to dinim in B'nei Nayach and to the Ramban's approach to dinim in B'nei Nayach. And what was added? If they were always chayev in dinim and they were included in the Sheva mitzvahs B'nei Nayach, so how do you say that those additional mitzvahs included dinim? Shabbos, Kibbut Aveim, v'dinim. So what we said yesterday is that actually not everyone agrees that the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach are the list that we had, but actually there is a different shita, and that shita, I'm not sure if yesterday we actually went through the shita. I think the last thing we learned was Elo Amarova, that Hai Tana Tanat Ve'Menasha. I don't remember if we actually did the Tanat Ve'Menasha. Maybe we did. We'll do it again. And he takes out, and we have a simon, he takes out Dach, and he puts in Sach. So the Dach stands for Dinim, Dalet of Dinim, and the Chof stands for Birchat Hashem. So that's the two things that he removes, and instead he puts in Sach. And Sach stands for Sirus, which is the Shita of the Tanit of Eben Asher, that there was also a tzivoy against sterilization, and Chof, which is Kilayim. And those we'll see now is the Shita of the Tanit Ve'Menashe. The Tanit Ve'Menashe, Sheva Mitzvot Nitztavu B'nei Noyach. And listen to this list, because it's very different than the list that we had before. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayah, Shvichas Domim, Gezel, Eiver Menachai. So far, that's the same. But then he substitutes Sirus and Kilayim. That means that he took out Dinim, and he took out Birkat Hashem, which is Megadev. And therefore, if we say in the Braita that dinim were added, it would be going according to the Tanit Ve'Menashe that dinim were not included in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. Now listen, Rabosai, it's obvious that the inyan of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach is not at all what we think it is. Because, I mean, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was interested in it being mefarsim the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach, he certainly could have done a better job. Just like, you know, we've got these hints, and we've, you know, maybe we could figure this out, maybe we could figure this out, and then we have these different shitas, and if it was a Kabbalah from other Marishim, so how did we get mixed up as to what the things were that were included, and so on. So this seems to be begetter. Remember that we're analyzing the Pasuk of the Vayetzav Hashem Elokim El Adam Lemor, and so on. We beterish each one of those words, right? So what that means is, I believe, is that in the same way that the elements of Gan Eden are a highly concentrated, mythical presentation of the way that Adam evolves and becomes Adam, the same thing is true about the communication that we have between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Adam as given over to us. Again, in this highly concentrated format in which what we're looking at is precisely the same If you remember, I'm assuming some of you at least read the book that I wrote on Rosh Hashanah. The idea over there is that Gan Eden is essentially the equivalent of a womb, and that Adam's emergence from Gan Eden is equivalent to the idea of the development of Adam in the world after basic genetic structure is Mekuyim. And that's why we have the Simonim on Rosh Hashanah, which is Keneged Gan Eden, because any little twist that has to do with a change in environment during the time of fetal development has these enormous implications. And obviously, any tiny discrepancy change in the structure of DNA is going to have tremendous impact when it's translated into actual protein production and the presence of those changes in a developing uber. So in fetal development, you're going to immediately see tremendous consequences. And the same thing is true of the sort of called stories of Gan Eden. The issues that are raised in Gan Eden are very profound elements that become evident over history and over the development of human psychology and human culture. In the same way that the changes in a fetal development gene is going to make tremendous differences in the overall life of that fetus as it develops and grows. And the same thing is true of humanity as a whole in terms of the Gan Eden to Adam relationship. So therefore, when we're looking at things like this word in the Pasuk of the Vayitzav, or this word in the Pasuk of Vayitzav, that's the same thing as looking at the human genome. And you understand that a tiny difference here or there is going to make all of the difference in the understanding of what the relationship consisted of. So in the same way that we're going to be derish those psukim of the Arken Yazov Ishet Aviv Et Imo, we're going to be derish later on, in terms of all of the Arayas, and every letter in that turns into an Isra Arayas in terms of the future, which turns into a profound psychological element in terms of human development. We're obviously not going to be finding all of that spoken out. The further back you go in the presentation of the Torah of Briyas HaOlam and Briyas HaAdam, the more concentrated are the issues, in the same way that when you're going back all the way to the most fundamental elements of human development, so you'll take stem cells, for instance, then if you analyze the DNA of those stem cells, you're going further back, and so on. So that means that when you get to the level of the molecular biology, you're going to be talking about the kind of things that are barely discernible to your finest instrumentation and your finest analysis for a very long time. And therefore, the same thing is true when you're going back to analyzing Yonim in Gan Eden. Obviously, these things are not going to pop out at you in all of their detail. But the point is that these things were not meant to be a broadcast to the human race as if it were given on Har Sinai, that everybody who is going to listen to these mitzvahs, these are your mitzvahs. How the heck are they supposed to know, the Drasha and the Gemara of Sanhedrin, that these are your mitzvahs? I mean, to the point where, remember that the Rambam speaks out clearly, somebody who keeps the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach for some other reason, other than the clarity that these were the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reiterated on Har Sinai, is not considered to be somebody who is a Shemer Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, and is not considered to be, his Lashon is V'lo Michachameim, he's not even considered to be someone who is particularly wise in deciding that this is the kind of life that he wants to lead, if it's not for reasons that have real basis, as opposed to some type of romantic or religious things that he were taught, and, you know, he was Mekabel from the Seventh-day Adventist. I mean, that's ridiculous. Who cares what it is that he's doing when it's based on nonsense? And therefore, we don't really expect any more. Remember then those avonim that Moshe Rabbeinu sets up, right? And those avonim, and they have Kol HaTorah Kula written on them. And what does he do after he writes Kol HaTorah Kula on them? He covers them over with cement. So if you're going to cover them over with cement, then how the heck is anybody going to be able to read them? Well, If they want to read them, they could always chip off the cement. So what does that mean? Is it there in order to give them something to read? Or is it there to provide a treasure hunt? Like, what is that? And that is precisely the same communication to the Ummah Sa'ilam, right? That's the level of the communication. As the Gemara says, if you want to know, then seek and ye shall find. But this is not something that we're going to sit there and give you a new religion called the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach religion. That's not what this is about. This is quite an incredible, when you go through the sugya, it's quite evident that this is not meant as read all about it, Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. That's not what's going on here at all. Okay, so it's not in any way surprising that in searching and being derish out these inyanim, that we're going to find the machlokas in which the Tana Dvei Menashe focuses very strongly on elements that have to do with genetics, specifically. So according to the Tana Dvei Menashe, more fundamental than relating to issues that have to do with the broader, the social contract issues, or the way in which you act towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is understanding how it is that you need to relate to the elements of genetics. Keep your hands off of sterilization. Keep your hands off of genetic mixing. Don't get involved in kilayim. And that is something that you are incapable of actually having an impact on, mitzad ma'aseh bereishis. Okay? That's an extremely powerful way of looking at these ideas of ma'aseh bereishis, right? It's not like stam we pick out of a hat siras and kilayim, obviously. And understanding that that's the remez in the pasuk, as of course we're going to be finding here, is first dependent on understanding the overall thrust of things, of course. So let's take a look at the Tana Dvei Menashe. The Tana Dvei Menashe. Sheva mitzvot nitztavu b'nei Noach. Avodah Zorah. Kiloy Arayas, Shvichas Domim, Gezel, Aver Menachai, Sirus Vechilai. So this is a different in two elements. And it substitutes, as our simon was before, it substitutes Sach for Dach. Sirus and Kilayim instead of Dinim and Birkas Hashem. Now, just in conjunction with our discussion a minute ago, I just want to point out that once Yisrael comes online and once Yisrael establishes an Ummah that is Yodea et Hashem, then Yisrael becomes a source of learning for humanity as a whole. And in the inyan of Milchoma, which Yisrael is given specifically, and that is the kivush of the Oretz in the sense of being kivush lifnei Hashem, Yisrael will absolutely insist on imposing a Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach structure in order to make the world a place that can live comfortably together with Yisrael. Otherwise, we're at war. So, let's take a look now at the other shittas. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, all of this search for Sheva, sorry, all of this search for Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach that are to be found in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's discussion with Adam HaRishon is a waste of time. Adam HaRishon was not given Sheva Mitzvos. These are called Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach. They're not Sheva Mitzvos of Adam HaRishon. So Adam HaRishon in that pasuk, Avayetzav Hashem Elokim Ala Adam, there's only one thing in that pasuk, and that is Hashem Elokim. Adam HaRishon was Nitztave of himself on Adam. Vayetzav Hashem Elokim ala Adam. That's the meaning of it. And therefore, lo nishtava ela al avodah zarah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavayochol was telling him, meet me and understand who it is that I am or what that is mechayev you. That's the point of that pasuk. Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says, well, I mean, that includes Birkat Hashem. I mean, if you're telling me that there's a tzivoy that I should be Hashem who is Elohim and is to be treated as your Elohim, then that includes Birkas Hashem, which is Elohim Lo Tekalel. That's a given in how to treat any Dayan. The Yesh Omrim, it also includes Dinim, because that is part of to know that there is a God in the world and that things therefore make a difference. That means that there is morality in the world. There is a system of reference to what is real and what is not real. And therefore that's b'chayev you in making certain that those things are kept to in the world. That's dinim. So it includes dinim as well. Come on, also how do I review it on the Rav? Now, Rav, not again, please be very careful not to mix this up with Rav Yehuda ben Becerra, the other Rav Yehudas that we had. This is Rav's Shita. So when Rav said that what Adam was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu was three things, Elohim ani, lo tekaloluni. So ani, Hashem, Vayitzav Hashem Elohim is saying ani, Elohim, and therefore, don't curse me. Elohim ani, lo temiruni. Don't switch me for some kind of ridiculous religious belief. Elohim ani, yehe mora'i aleichem. You should recognize that the fact that there is an Elohim means that there is a reality, and therefore you better act accordingly. That is a reference to dinim. So who was Rav going according to? Rav was obviously going according to the Yesh Omrim in the Braita, who adds dinim, because this is those three levels. We went up just Avodah Zarah and Birkas Hashem, Avodah Zarah, Birkas Hashem, and Dinim. Again, this is only Benogea Adam personally. Obviously, afterwards, there were mitzvahs that were added afterwards. Tana Devei Menashe. This Tana Devei Menashe does not make much sense to me. I mean, I ask you, I Dorish Vayitzav, Safiu Anachnami, I Lo Dorish Vayitzav, Hani Minole. Look, we had a very nice analysis of that pasuk of Vayitzav Hashem Elokim El Adam Limor. Each one of those words, we were dorish one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Now, he apparently is not being dorish that because he says, no, it's different. So then why in the world, if he is actually being dorish Vayitzav, how could he take out Dinim and Birkas Hashem? And on the other hand, if he isn't being Dorish Vayitzav, and he gets this list not from Vayitzav, so where does he get it from? Where did he come up with the Sheva mitzvahs if they're not part of the mitzvahs that were given to Adam? Well, the truth is, says the Gemara, he is obviously not Dorish Vayitzav. He doesn't have the analysis that we have in Vayitzav. And each one of the Sheva mitzvahs, he darshens from some other place. So, kol chada v'chada ba'ape nafshe k'tiva, he finds a mocker for each one of those in a particular pasuk. So, let's take a look at the pasukim that he would actually have. He says, look, it's clear that Avodah Zarah and Giloy Arayos were made osur to B'nai Noach, because how else can you explain the entire story of the Mabul? What it says over there is Vatishachet Aretz Lifneha Elohim. Now, because of that Vatishachet, the world is destroyed. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu does not carry out Dinim unless there was an Isser first, in which the individual, in this case the entire planet, was told, don't do this. So if it says that the world was destroyed because of Vatishachet, then that must mean that that type of Vatishachet was prohibited. What is the meaning of that Vatishachet? Ah, so that we know from the Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael. Bechol makom sheneemar hashkata, the word hashkata only appears either in issues that have to do with sex, dvar erva, or issues that have to do with Avodah Zarah. Always, because, look, Dvar Erva is from the language Hishchit Ko Basar Ed Darko. Remember what we had in the beginning of Kiddushin. Why do we use in the Mishnah the Lashon of Drachim? God. Why do we use the Lashon of Aisha Niknes using the word Drachim? Because of Derech Gever B'Alma, right? So therefore, we see that sexual issues are called a way. It's a way with a man with a woman. Derek Everby Alma. And of course, I mean, it says, Beferish, the B'nai Elohim, the whole story. So that is clearly a sexual issue. But how about Avodah Zarah? It says, Beferish. Pen tashchitem v'asitem pesel. So it says, hashchata, maybe you will become mushchatim, and you'll make a pesel, t'munat kosamel, tavnit zachar nekeva. Fine. So there, those two issues are the things that the world was destroyed with. And why does the Tana that learns it out from Rayetzav, why is this not a good marker to say that the Torah had asered these things? Well, where does it say over here that this is here to teach me an Azara? This is just telling you which one of the things that they were Muzar against did they do to make them deserving of the Mabul. That's all. Or Chayot Komegali. It's telling us how they used to act. What is that? Why does that mean that it's supposed to be a mocker for Azara? Okay, next thing. Tonev Menasha says Shvichas Domim. Well, Shvichas Domim was said to be Beferish to Noach, right? Shofech Dama Adam Ba Adam Damo Yishofech. No, there you go. If it says he should be killed, obviously there must have been an Azara, whereas our Tana would say Katalayahu de Kamigale. Remember that pasuk is there to teach me how it is that you're supposed to execute a Ben Noach. That's in terms of Damo Yishafech, which means there would have to be Besayef, because none of the other mitot actually are Shofech Dam. Okay, Gezel. How would actually the Tanit Vebenashe know Gezel? Well, Noach was also told, Ki Yerek Esev Natati Lachem Et Kol. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and for the first time allows humanity to actually eat living animals, to kill them and eat them, which he was not allowed to do before. So it says, Koremes asher uchai lachem yelo ochla, ki yerek esev natati lachem et kol. Why does it say ki yerek esev? Ki yerek esev, remember, an esev is a wild kind of growth. So it would mean things that you could find out there in the field, but not things like tomatoes that you're going to cultivate and so on. So apparently, kiyerek esev, yes, velo kiyeregina. You are allowed to take things that are hefker, things that are out in the field, but not things that have been cultivated by other people. Whereas our Tana is going to tell you, that pasuk is not there to tell me what type of yerek, that pasuk is there to tell me the heter of basar. That's the whole point. That now I am giving you a heter to kill and eat in the same way that up until now you had to limit yourself to vegetables. Now, you didn't really have to limit yourself to vegetables, because if you did, then what would the understanding of Avram and Achai be? You're not allowed to eat meat at all, so why does it say you're not allowed to eat Avram and Achai, according to Hartana? So obviously the point is you're not allowed to kill. That was the point. You can't kill animals. But, I mean, you could certainly, you could have malachim toast you animals, like the Medrash talks about, or you could have an animal that would die of its own, and you would have a right to eat it. But not if it's Avram and Achai. So not if it was torn off of that animal and now you wanted that, you can't eat. Okay, so here you're allowed to kill. So Ahula Mishrei Basar Udiyas, it's not coming to teach anything about Geneva. Okay, how do we know Avram and Achai if it's not from the Pasuk in Gan Eden? Dichtiv, that was said to Noach, not to Adam. Ach basar benafsho damo lo tochelu. So what does that mean? As long as you have basar that is still attached to its own moker of life, its nefesh is still that you're not allowed to eat, because it's, if it still was taken at the time that it was damo benafsho, that you can't eat, because it's still alive. V'idach, the other Tana who learned it out from the Vayetzav, our Tana, our original Tana, that is simply coming to tell me a fascinating halacha, which is that you are allowed to eat living Shrotzim, Rudy said, there's no din of Aver Menachai if you would pick off a leg from a locust. There's no Aver Menachai on that, because it's only on something that is Basar Benafsho Damo, something that is considered to have separate blood. Remember that the halacha, as far as the Ben Yisrael is concerned, there's no iser of eating blood of shrotzim. The blood of a sheretz is considered to be osir only in the same way that the basar of the sheretz is osir. There's no halacha of kares for achilas dam. And where do we get the idea that sirus is osir, that sterilizing is osir? That's because it says right there to Noah, Shir tzuva aretz uravuva. You're supposed to fill up the land, multiply in the land. So obviously you can't be multiplying in the land if you're going to go around sterilizing animals or humans. Ve'idach, where does that say that it's a chiev? That is just a bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving a bracha that there should be an increase now that we have this new world after the Mabul. And where does he get the idea of Kilayim? Well, remember that Noah was told, bring in these Me'ahov Leminehu. You have to bring in birds only of the same species, Zohar V'Nekeva, into the Teva. Why only of the same species? And what's the problem if there would be a mixture of species? So obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makpid that there shouldn't be a mixture. V'idach, Pasha Enkin, our Tana, he understands that to mean, look, if that's all that you knew, then you would not be able to derive from there that you're not allowed to mix species, because certainly whatever particular species you are dealing with is only going to be fully comfortable in the teva if it's sharing it with Mrs. Bird like me. So this is ahulet safta be'alma. That's just, they should have the right kind of society. In order to feel at home in the teva, they need other meaning that are similar to themselves. Omer of Yosef. Actually, I know that they taught in the Beis HaMedrash of Rav that al shalosh mitzvot ben Noach neherak. There's only three of the mitzvot that a ben Noach is given a chiyuv of misa for, and the siman is gesher, al gilui arayot, al shvichut damim, the al birkat Hashem. So it's only for those three things. Maski flo revashis, I understand shvichas domim because it says beferish. Shofer dam ha'adam, ba'adam tomoy shofer. But where would you get the idea? I mean, look, if you're going to learn everything out of shvichas domim, so then it should be all sheva mitzvahs. And if you're learning that you need a particular gilui, how do you know that there was a din on the other two things, which you said were Birkas Hashem and Gilui Arayas, if you try to tell me, Igomer Mishvichas Domim, that we can learn them out from the fact that Shvichas Domim was said over here, then learn out all of them, Afilu Kulanami. And if you're going to tell me that the reason that we are adding a Chiyav Misa for Avodah Zarah and for Birkas Hashem is because we find the word ish, ish in both of those things. Number one, we have the ish, ish, asher yekalel elohav, v'nasach eto. So, okay, the ish, ish, asher yekalel would seem to include a guy, anybody. And we find the same thing about arayot, ish, ish, el kol she'er b'saro. So that means that we have three places where the goy is specifically included in the chiyav misa. One would be the shofech dama adam ba adam dama yishofech. The other would be the chiyav of misa on Yisrael of ish ish that's found by megadev ki yikalel elohav. And the other would be ish ish that's found by Yisrael in terms of Gilui Arayas. And whenever the Torah would say, therefore, a chiyav on Erva, it would include also the goy. So that would be a proper answer, perhaps, right? And maybe that would include the specifically these three, but only these three. But the problem is that's not good enough, because then we should say that Avodah Zarah also should be included, because it says ish asher yitain mizara lamolach. So why don't we include that? You said there's only three things. You're right. Ella Omer of Sheshes was misquoted. When we said that they teach in Rav's Beis HaMedrash three things, we should have said four things. Arba mitzvot ben Noach Nairag. And therefore, it should also have included the din of Avodah Zarah. Hey, now wait a minute. Is that true? Al avodat kochavim ben Noach Nairag? Do we really kill a ben Noach for Avodah Zarah? Doesn't it say in the Braita, V'yatanya, ba'avodat kochavim, only dvorim shebeistin shel Yisrael may be tina lehem? Anything that a ben Yisrael would have been chayev misa on in a bezden of Yisrael, a ben Noach is muzhar alehem. So he is told not to do that. But that's not mashma that he's killed. It says he's only muzhar. Azara, yes, he's not allowed to do it. But it doesn't say he's memitina lav. Apparently he's not. Omer of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, this distinction that you're believing here, that there's a difference between the use of azhara versus the use of chiyav, of misa, that is, yes, normally the way that you're used to seeing it, that's a very important distinction. But it is not a distinction that was ever applied to the story of the dinim of the Bnei Noach. There we're not makpid to use a different language of azhara versus misa. Sometimes the word azhara can mean misa too. So when it doesn't mean azhara zumitatan. It doesn't mean that if you get an azhara, therefore for sure you're going to be chayav misa. That's not what it means. It means that we're not makpid on the lashon to be medayik between azhara versus mimitin alav. Ravuna v'Rav Yehuda, look, you're quoting all of these things from Bei Rav, but we disagree la'alocha. Actually, al sheva mitzvot ben Noach ne'erag. The truth is, there's a chiyav misa on all of the sheva mitzvahs, and the mocker of it is that goli rachmona bechoda, the Torah showed that shvichas domim is damo yishafech, but the same thing is true on all of the things in this pasuk. Really now? I mean, that would mean that a ben Noach would be chayav misa for stealing. But is that true? Al ha-gazel ben Noach neherag, v'atanya, on gezel, or maybe on geneva, or maybe on taking a yafas toar. He doesn't have a right to take a yafas toar. So let's say he takes this beautiful girl who is married to somebody else, but in the course of a war, he takes this guy's wife that was on the opposing side and makes off with her. You know, that's a type of stealing. So the din is as follows. Kuti bikuti. So if we're talking about a ben Nayak, so over there, the deal would be the same as akuti b'Yisrael, such a thing is usur. He's not allowed to steal from another guy. He's not allowed to steal from a Yisrael. But Yisrael b'kuti mutar. Mashen kein, a Yisrael is allowed to steal from a guy. Now this is, remember, this is a big machlokas, and elsewhere, we saw it's a machlokas, according to some, it's an iser d'oraisa, and that's how we paskin, by the way, that it's an iser d'oraisa. Take a look here in the Gra in Olive, and you'll see that he brings the whole sugya, and doesn't understand why Rashi only brings the shita that it's a drabonan. But in any event, according to this braita, it's actually mut. Now, my problem is, if you're right, that on all sheva mitzvahs, the guy is killed, then why does it say usur? It should say chayev, that he would actually be punished. When you say he's only usur, then that means that he's not chayev, right? No, not in this case, because look, in the Sefer, what did we say? That Yisroel b'kuti mutter. So that means we're contrasting mutter and usur. So therefore, we had to say in the Reisha usur in order for it to be consistent with the language of the Mutter. What? Wait a second. I don't understand. Wherever there would be a chiyuv, it says so. Let's take a look in the Brisa. Al shvichas damim. This is the same Brisa. What did it say? Al shvichas damim, kuti bekuti, kuti b'Yisroel, chayev, it says. And Yisroel bekuti is potter. So why can't it use the word chayev? I don't understand what your question is. What do you expect it to say? Hatam echi lisne. What, it should say usr or mutter? But it isn't true. It isn't mutter for Yisroel to kill. V'otanya, what would be the din of a kuti aroi behima daka? You are not allowed to kill them. Lo ma'alin v'lo moridin. You may not save them, maybe from something that's coming on them out of left field, but you're not allowed to put them into a matzav in which they're going to die. So that means that a Yisrael is usser. You can't say mutter v'usser in that case. So therefore, you would have to say that the kuti is chayev and the Yisrael is potter. But in the second part of the brisa, where we were discussing geneva, why over there would you expect it to use that lashon? There it's actually mutter. Okay. Now, what did you say over there? You said, but geneva and gezela and yefas teyar and similar things. What does similar things mean? Like, what would be similar to stealing that isn't stealing? Well, says Rav Acha bar Yaakov, let's say somebody is working for someone in his vineyard and he eats some of the grapes. So that's similar to stealing. What is that supposed to mean? And can you tell me at what point this is taking place? I mean, if it's Peshas Gmar Melacha, that's not only not stealing, that is completely mutter. Because the Torah said that you're supposed to allow your worker to go ahead and eat. And if that's the case of Yisrael, so it can't be osur for the Ben Noyach, so therefore it would be heter. And if it's heter, it's not similar to stealing. So this doesn't make sense. There's going to be more machmer on the Ben Noach. And why would it say that the opposite? And Yisrael is mutter bekuti. Yisrael is mutter b'Yisrael. It's one of the dinim in the Torah. If you're working for another Jew, you're allowed to eat the grapes if it's b'shas gmar melacha. And if it's not b'shas gmar melacha, what do you mean it's similar to stealing? It's not similar to stealing, it's stealing. Why are we pussyfooting around the issue over here? So how exactly do you explain kayotsebo in this way? This makes no sense what you're saying. That would be gezuma al yehu. I'll tell you what it would mean. Elomer of Papa, it would mean lo nitzricha ela lepachot mishavapruta. So if something is less than a shavapruta, then it's similar, but not exactly geneva or gezela. No, that doesn't make sense, because why does it say that a kuti is not allowed to steal from a Yisrael? I thought the whole idea of pachas mishavapruta is because a Yisrael is mochel pachot mishavapruta. Isn't that the din? So why, what, he's only mochel the pachas mishavapruta if another Jew steals it? He's not mochel pachas mishavapruta if a goy steals? That's ridiculous. It means that a Yisrael does not take things with such hakpada that if you're going to steal something that's worth less than a shavapruta, that he's going to be makbid on it, he's going to sue you, I'll take you to court because you went ahead and stole a piece of paper. Well, actually, nowadays, a piece of paper is probably worth already a shavapruta, who knows. But in any event, he's not going to take you to court because you took his, what do they call those, paper clips. Fine. So that would be the case if it's true about a Yisrael, why wouldn't it be true about a goy? Now here the Gemara answers a rather complex understanding of the nature of the geneva of a kusi versus the geneva of the Yisrael. And this answer is based on the fact that by Yisrael there is a mitzvah of hashova, v'eshiv et hagezela asher gazal. According to that, a Yisrael is not osur in lo tigzol unless that lo tigzol would also be mechayev in hashavas hagezela that he did steal, you see. A kuti does not have a mitzvah of hashavas hagezela. So therefore, the following answer makes sense. It's true that a ben Yisrael is mochel, but that doesn't mean that he's mafkir, right? He still wants these things to be his. If you went ahead and took it, you don't have to return it because once you took it, nu, memela, I'm not going to sue you. So therefore, even though the ben Yisrael may be mochel, that doesn't mean that at the time that you stole it from him, you weren't taking something that he wanted. And therefore, at the time that you took it, Sarah b'shaita miletle, isn't he upset that you took it away from him? He's not allowing you to take it. It's not a din of hefker. So therefore, the kuti would be chayev. And that would be similar to geneva. So wait, so then if that's the point, if it's similar, so then kuti b'kuti, it says over here, would only be similar to geneva. Since a kuti is lav b'nei mechila, they will actually sue you for a piece of paper. So then this is gezel ma'aliyah. Why would this not be actual straightforward gezela? This is not enough to explain the difference. Ela Amrev, I told you that beautiful story of that girl that ended up, I don't want to take up your time. We don't have time today. Okay. Tell you some other time. You know what is similar? What is similar is a kovesh schar sahir. You hired somebody and you don't pay them. So that's like stealing, even though you didn't take it from them, but not paying them is also considered to be a similar to geneva. And therefore, kuti bekuti, bekuti be Yisrael mutter. Masha Enkin, since Gezela would be mutter, so then Yisrael Bakuti would be mutter, again, according to that Shita. And when it said, or... Yisrael Bakuti mutter. Where does it say Yisrael Bakuti Aser? Kuti Bakuti Bakuti be Yisrael is Aser, Yisrael Bakuti is mutter. That's what I said. But you said Gezela or Yafas Toar or that which is similar. What would be similar to Yafas Toar? What would that be? Yosra of Dini, Omer of Elazar, Omer Rebbe. It would be like this. A Ben Noach who was Miyachid a Shivcha for his Evet. So let's imagine a case where a Goy has an Eved who's working for him. He gives this Eved a Shivcha to be his for sexual purposes. Now, he, the owner, he goes and he sleeps with that Shivcha that he gave to his Eved. That is similar to Yefastor. And he would be Chayev Misa, Neherag Aleha, because it's not really a case of being married. If it was married, it wouldn't be similar to Yafas Torah. It would be Yafas Torah. But it's similar in the sense of being Geneva because he's stealing her from her. Once he gave her to that Eved, then taking her is actually the equivalent, in a way, of stealing that looks like the stealing of a actual Yafas Torah. Hashem King, a Yisrael in that case would not be chayev. If it's true that if he gave a shivcha to his own Eved, then taking her would be shivcha charufa. But that's mechayev a korban. That's not the normal chayev of taking a woman. Okay. What about kayotze bo? You'll notice when it said murder, it didn't say or things similar to murder. Apparently, there's no such thing. Doesn't bother telling you. Says the Paya, no, let's not jump to conclusions. Because the truth is, theoretically speaking, I'm not aware of every brayta on this issue, says Abaye. However, if you do a computer search, you may find a brayta that actually does have a girsa, which says shvichas domim v'kayotze bo. And you'll think to yourself, what do you mean? How could something be similar to murder? I mean, either it is murder or it isn't murder, right? No, because there is a Tana that could have written a brayta like that, and he could have come up with something that is similar to murder but isn't murder. And what would that be? If you'll find a brayta like this, then I'll tell you, it's Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul. The Tanya, Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul, he says that if someone is chasing after a person in order to kill him, and that person could have saved his own life by shooting the person who's chasing him, the Rodev, in the leg, and he doesn't, instead he shoots him through the heart, then that would be straightforward murder, and he's Nehrag Alav. So that's what it would be talking about. So a Kuti who kills either another Kuti or a Ben Yisrael who's chasing him, and he could have saved himself by shooting him in the leg, would be Chayev. Same thing would be true if a Yisrael kills a Yisrael. But in a case where a Yisrael kills a Kuti, then he would be Potter. But according to the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul, they would hold that you can kill even in a case where you could save your life by shooting him in the lake. Fine. Ashkach Rabbi Yaakov Baracha. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha found in one of those secret documents, which was a Sefer Agadat Devei Rav, you know, they used to hide that under their mattresses because you weren't supposed to be writing down Torah Shebaal Peh. But anyway, he found in one of the Sifrei Agadata, which sometimes included halachas, that it said, Ben Noach neherag b'dayan echad ube'ed echad shelo b'hatra'ah. Now, we discussed this earlier when we were talking about the possibility of explaining the dinim that were added at Mara, that they were these dinim. They were court procedures rather than dinim as a complete structure of law. So you can use a single dayan. You don't need 23 dayanim. You don't need two witnesses. And you do not need hatra'ah before. But you do need a witness that is reliable. It has to be from a male, not from a female. Vafilu karov, it could be even somebody that's related. And Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amru, the din also that is different by a goy is that a goy is chayev even for killing an uber. And therefore, if they actually do an abortion, they would be chayev misa. Now, how do we know all of this? Om Rav Yudah, the Omar Kra, when the Torah says to Noah not to kill, it says, Ach etimchem lenafshotechem edrosh. Let's see, first of all, edrosh is a loshen yochid. And therefore, it must mean that it's even a single dayan would be okay. B'dayan echad. Miyad kol chaya. What's the riboy of kol chaya? Afilo shelo b'hatra'ah. Look, I mean, an animal doesn't need hatra'ah. Obviously, it doesn't make any sense. You're going to tell the lion, no eating up that boy. Mm-mm. The lion's not going to listen, and it's not called hatra'ah. So therefore, there's no din of hatra'ah on a ben Noach. Edrashenu umiyad ha'adam. So, okay, so then that means from even one Adam, I will be derish it, edrashenu. So then we put it together with that Adam, if you'll be edechad. But it specifies miyad ish achiv. Miyad ish means a man and not a woman. Velo miyad isha. So therefore, if it would have said Adam, then it would have meant either male or female, which means that even for a Ben Noach, is an Isha is Psula. And it says Achiv, well, it means even the guy's brother is kosher as an aid, Afilu Karov. And where do we know Rabbi Shmuel's Shita about abortions? Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amru, You'd be chayev even for doing an abortion as a ben noach. Because it says, shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam damo yishafech, which also could be read, shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam, somebody who spills the blood of a human inside of another human. So how do you spill the blood of a human in another human? Only by killing a fetus. So ezeu adam shehu ba'adam, so that would only be a reference to a fetus. The Tana Kama, now the Tana Kama does not agree with Rabbi Shmuel. So who is that? That Tana Kama, he's going aliba the Tana Devei Menashe. Because remember, the Tana Devei Menashe says all of the mitot that apply to Bnei Noach is not Sayef. He learned that it's actually chenek, that we had this before. And if that's the case, then he understands the pasuk of dam ha'adam ba'adam has got to be going at the end of the pasuk. So it says, be'adam damo yishafech. What does that mean, ba'adam damo yishafech? It means that the way that his blood is spilled is by maintaining it inside of that person, but to deprive it of oxygen, which means it's no longer oxygen-carrying blood. So it's spilled, but it stays in the Adam. So, ba-Adam yishafech. Brilliant, right? All right, so according to the Tana Devei Menashe, we goof and need that ba-Adam to tell me the halacha of chenek. If you don't hold of that, and you hold that it means literally dammo, and it means that you cut off his head and that there's bleeding, so then that he's left. Okay, so then what's the remez of adam ba adam? That's the remez to a fetus. So he reads it, drosh peyachi, ba adam dammo yishafech, ezer shvichut damim shel adam shu begufo shel adam. How could you spill blood that still remains inside of the body? That's talking about chenek, in which you basically desanguine the blood. That's chenek. Masiv Rav Hamnuna. And you'll notice, by the way, that literally, it's no longer dam the way that we identify dam, because it's no longer red. Right? That was like mamish the adaim. And dam are deeply related, of course. So if you're going to strangle and you deprive the blood of oxygen, it's not going to be red blood. Masiv Rav Hamnuna. Dona, you're saying that an isha is not included in all of these dinim of a ben noach? Isha leimifkena. Doesn't it say that Avram Avinu is loved by a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Because, ki yedativ l'man asher yitzaveh es, whoa, what does it say? Es banav et beito. Beito always refers to ishto. And it says over there, yitzaveh banav et beito acharav v'shomru derech Hashem la'asot tzedakah u'mishpat. So this means that he was giving the mitzvah of mishpat to his family of women. So how could you say that women are not included in the dinim of mishpat? Rav Hamnuna was the one who asked this kasha, and Rav Hamnuna also tells you the obvious answer. There may be two different elements over here. Vishamru, what is it? La'asot tzedakah u'mishpat. So maybe beito, that's for tzedakah, and the mishpat, that's given to banav. So it's true that between banav and beito, they have to take care of both tzedakah and mishpat. So, Omar le Rav Avia Saba le Rav Papa. So then if that's true, if you're telling me women are not included in the tzivui, then maybe a bat noach shaharga lo te'arek. So maybe that means that they're not chayavot. So if you have a female murderess, then she wouldn't be chayavet. You could say the same thing, right? Because it says, miyad ish. You're telling me that where it says ish, it means ish. Well, it says miyad ish achiv. So, velo miyad isha. So that would mean we're only going to be derish dam from a male, but not from a female. And if she gets killed, then she gets away with it. Amalei Ochi Omer of Yehuda, because the next pasuk says Shofech Dama Adam, and it switches from the focus on Ish, and it says anybody, Shofech Dama Adam, which would mean Mikol Makom, doesn't matter whether it's a male or female murderer. Okay, but you could still say, but Noach Shezinta Loteareg? Maybe if she goes and commits adultery, there should be no chiev on her, because it says, Al Ken Yazov Ishet Aviv Etimo Velo Isha? And that pasuk, as we're going to see, is the basis of being dovak. And that means you have to stick to your mate. But it only said that about a male. It didn't say that about a female. So maybe there would be no issur of adultery. Omar Le'achi, Omar Rav Yehuda, he addressed your point, and he said, look at the continuation of the pasuk. The Alken Yazov Ish is Ve'ayula Basar Echad. Adar Avinu Kra, the Torah put back together again the two of you as being one basar, which means that a marriage cannot be adulterated, not by the Ish and not by the Isha. Tanya Rabbana, when it says at the beginning of the Parsha of Arayas, it says Ish. So why does it say Ish, Ish? El kol she'er besoro, lo tikr vulega lo terva. So why does it say Ish, Ish over there? That, as we saw before, is to be marbe the akum that they are muzar on Arayot, just like a Yisrael is muzar. What? But again, I'm so confused. Didn't we learn all of that from that first primal pasuk in Vayitzav Hashem Elokim, and we were dorish it directly from the word lemor? Remember, we brought a raya that lemor is a reference to Gilui Arayas. Why do we need this extra pasuk to be mar ba'akum? Lemor itself is Gilui Arayot. Ah, there's a difference between their arayas and our arayas. So the word that we learned from the initial idea, yes, that's true. Hasam ba'arayas did who? So if they commit adultery with another ben Noach, a woman who is married, Mashen came over here, we're saying that they would also be usher to have adulterate relationships with a ben Yisrael. So I need to have both psukim. You see this very clearly. The Ktani Beseifa Bo al Eriot Yisrael, that if a ben Noach sleeps with one of the Yisrael Arayot, not with a Goyin, Nidon Bedine Yisrael, so then we treat him to the same dinim that we would treat a Jew to. In what sense? For what? Lama Yoch, I don't understand that. Oh, that how do we treat a Jew? He needs 23 dayonim, and he needs to aid him, and he needs to get hadra'ah. So if he's going to sleep with a Jewish married woman, then he gets kicked up one level, and he has to be treated to all of the dinim that a Ben Yisroel would be treated to. What? You're trying to tell me that he gets away with murder if he sleeps with a Jewish married woman, and if Masha'in Kane, if she was married to a Goy, so then he would be able to be nidon with one Dayan, and you wouldn't need to aid him, and you wouldn't need Hasra. But if he does something much worse, and he sleeps with a married Bas Yisrael, then, no, you're not going to be able to be Dayanim unless you have that just doesn't make any sense. Why would we be Makil on him? That can't be the point. Okay. So Elam Rabbi Yochanan, I'll tell you what it's referring to. It's talking about a case where a ben Noach sleeps with a Nara HaMu'urasa. Now, they don't have a concept of Nara HaMu'urasa at all. Why? Because they don't have Kedushin. So either a woman is an Eishes Ish, or which is because she slept with a man who took her in order to be his wife, or the woman is not considered to be married in any way. So this business about a Nara Murasa, it doesn't make any sense to the Ben Noach. We're going to tell the Ben Noach, don't sleep with this woman. What do you mean? This woman is not married to anybody. Sure, she's married to someone. He gave her a penny. What? What's giving a penny have to do with being married? So they don't have this concept at all. So therefore, we need to know that in that event, what it's talking about is that then we would treat him as a Ben Yisrael, as if he would be a Ben Yisrael. And he would be chayev. This is what Rabbi Yochanan is saying. He would be chayev the same thing that a Ben Yisrael would be chayev. So he'd be chayev a chiev of skila in the event that we're talking about a regular Bas Yisrael who is a Nara HaMu'urasa. So according to the Dinei Ben Nayak, he's not chayev at all, right? So therefore, the normal halacha doesn't apply to him, in which he's chayev only chenek or only sayef, whatever that din is. But since it says ish ish, and to him, that would be only because it adds ish ish as part of the arayas of Yisrael. So because of that, we can't be mechayev him, the iser, the chiyav misa that we would be mechayev normally to him, which is limited to those chiyuvim that he has. So because of that, if he indeed takes a Nara HaMu'urasa, he would be chayev skila, because there's no similar case in the Dinei Ben Nayach. That's what Rabbi Yochanan was saying. So that makes sense. There will be machmer on him. So wait a minute. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, if he takes a Eishes Ish, who actually is fully married, and she's been married for the past 20 years, so then we're going to be makel on him, and we will only be giving him whatever chiyuv we would be giving to a Ben Noach, right? That's what you're saying. So in other words, he would be chayev sayef. But that can't be true, because the Braita said that if he's Baal Nara HaMu'urasa, then he's Nidon B'Skila. But if he's Baal Eishes Ish, then he's Nidon B'Chenek. But Chenek is the onesh to a Ben Yisrael. And you said that he's Nidain as if he's a Ben Nayach. And a Ben Nayach is supposed to be killed b'sayef. Omer of Nachum Bar Yitzchak, well, when it says Eishes Ish, you know what it means? It means a woman who was Nichnas al-Chupa, but she was never Nivala. So that idea applies only to a Ben Yisrael, right? A woman who is taken to the Chupa, but the husband who took her to the chuppah never actually slept with her. Nonetheless, the din is that at that point, she would be chayev chenek. And it's only in the case where she was a Nara Mu'urasa. This woman is no longer Mu'urasa. So a Ben Noach doesn't have that concept. We're going to say you committed adultery because a woman that you slept with had walked into this flapping semi-home with a little wind blowing, and there's some nice designs on top of her head, and therefore you have to be killed. Says, well, what are you talking about? She's not married to anybody. Well, that made her married. He never touched her. What do you mean that made her married? How did that make her married? So there too, the Ledidulas, they have no such concept, and therefore what it means is that we would be dainina lo bidina didan. So there we would be giving that Ben Noach the same chiyuv that we would give to a married woman, which is the chiyuv of Chanika. And how do we know that? Because Rabbi Chanina explained that, remember when Avram Avinu had this whole interchange where Avshalom Avimelech took his wife, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, you better return that woman because she is a bu'ulat ba'al. I mean, like what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to talk to Avimelech about whether the woman that he took had sex with someone else. I mean, it's so ugly to say that. He should just say she's a married woman. Ah, but the point is that since Avimelech is a Ben Noach, the only thing that would make an impression that would be usher for him is the fact that she was a Be'ulat Baal. That's the point. So Be'ulat Baal and only Be'ulat Baal Yeshlayim. But the concept of going under a chuppah, v'lo nivala, they don't have such a concept at all. And that's why we say that we would be manishim b'dinei Yisrael. And in fact, Tanya Kavase de Reb Yochanan, Kol Ervasha Bezdin Shal Yisrael, Mimitina Leha, Ben Noach Muzharala. but ein beit din she Yisrael me mitin aleha, ein ben noach muzar aleha. So if there would be something that would be considered to be an erva that is a chiev of misa, there a ben noach is chayev. But if a ben noach sleeps with one of the arayot, which is a chiev of kores, and not a chiev of misa, and that would mean any of the fraternal relationships, the achot relationship. So that would mean sleeping with his own sister, or his father's sister, or his mother's sister, or for that matter, his brother's wife, which is the same idea. All of those, same thing would be the father's brother's wife, right? Or his wife's sister. Those are the extensions of fraternal relationships. All of those are included in the Torah under a chiev of kores. None of them have a chiev of misa. So therefore, if ein bez din she Yisroel memitin aleha, so then according to Rabbi Meir, ein ben noach muzar aleha at all. Whereas the chachomim, oimrim, not true. There are many arayot that a bezin shel Yisrael is not memitin aleha, because it's only an issur kores, and a ben noach is nizar aleha. Again, from the ish ish. Now, here's the part that was important to us to prove Rabbi Yochanan. Continues the brisa. Bo al eriot Yisrael, nidon bedine Yisrael. Bo al eriot ben noach, nidon bedine ben noach. What would that be referring to? The only case we can figure is the case of a Nara HaMurasa, which does not appear in his consciousness as a Ben Noach. Wait a minute. We just talked about another case like that. Why didn't we talk about Nichshav Nami, Nichtasel HaChupa V'lo Nivala? Didn't you say that if she was actually married, as far as Ben Yisrael is concerned, and the Chiev would be Chenek, that's also, he needs to be killed, according to the Dinim of Yisrael, since there is no concept to a Ben Noach of being married just because, take me to the church, get me to the church on time. The church don't mean nothing, and therefore, he would not be chayev in that case. Why come you didn't mention that? I'll tell you very clearly why I didn't mention that, because it don't mean a darn thing. This Tana is the Tana Deve Menashe. The Tana Deve Menashe holds that any time that there's a Chiyav Misa on a Ben Noach, it's always what? Chenek. So it's a difference. If we treat him like a Ben Yisrael, what's the Chiyav on an Ashes Ish who went to the Chuppah? Chenek. And if we treat him as a Ben Noach, what's the Chiyav? Chenek. So what would the Brisa be saying? And then we treat him to the Dina Yisrael. It would make absolutely no difference of what those chiyuvim are.